In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. There was once two children who lived next door to each other, a little boy in one house and a little girl in the next. And the little boy collected marbles, and he had a very big collection, and he loved every single one of the marbles he had throughout the many years for her collection. And one day she had this great idea, and she went up to her neighbor and said, "Let's trade. I will give you all my candy if you give me all of your marbles." Now, that's a pretty good deal. So he went back to his house, and he went through his marbles, and he took 2 or 3 or 5 or 10 of his favorite ones, and he kept them. And then he took his marbles to her and said, "Here you go, here are all my marbles." And she said, "Great, here's all my candy." And they went back to their homes, and he went to bed, said his prayers. He couldn't sleep. He was tossing and turning all night long because he thought about how he kept 10 of his marbles back. And he just couldn't sleep, couldn't think. And he felt horrible because the only thought that kept going through his mind was, "I bet she didn't give me all of her candy." Today's gospel reading is about a vice. It's about something that is very powerful. It is a feeling that can engulf, and it is a power that can come upon us. And that indeed is greed, selfishness, and an inability to recognize the gifts that have been given to us and to share them with those who are in need. We can almost picture this young ruler not able to sleep the night after he departed from Jesus. Perhaps he was tossing and turning in his bed like the little boy with the held back marbles. And he couldn't sleep. And the thought that kept going through his mind might have been, "Did he really ask me to give away all my possessions? Not just some of them? But did he really ask me to give away everything?" I think this nameless person is unique in the entirety of the New Testament canon because he's probably the only person that left Jesus worse off than before he met him. And that is not going to happen very often because this is a person, if we put together what all of the synoptic gospels tell us, what Matthew tells us about him, what Luke tells us about him, and what Mark tells us about him, he's not only a ruler, as we heard today, but he was also young, and he was also rich. Now, for many of us, we can't identify with any of the things that have to do with this person. And so, automatically, our mind tends to shut off this reading, either because we've heard it so many times, and we think we're very familiar with it, or we may think, "Well, I'm not young, I'm not a ruler over anybody, and I'm not rich, so this person really doesn't have anything to do with me." The truth is, however, he has everything to do with us because he represents the feelings that all of us do have. And he represents for us a pattern that maybe we have all engaged in, and that is to do this. That is to go to the right person, and that is to ask the right question, and that is to receive the right answer, but then to make the wrong decision or take the wrong direction. And that's what happened with this young man today. Firstly, what did he do? He went to the right person. He had a need. He had a hole. He had a vacuum in his life. Because things were going pretty well for him. Actually, they were going exceedingly well. And it just wasn't quite adding up for him. Something was missing. And he recognized in the person of Jesus Christ that maybe, just perhaps, with his knowledge, he could fill that hole. And he could give him the opportunity to have a life that was complete. Because to the world, they would look at this person and they would say, "His life is complete. There's nothing else that's needed for him. He has it great." There's no worries over there. But internally, there was angst. And he knew the only person he could go to was Jesus Christ. And he asked the right question. What can I do to receive eternal life? What can I do to be saved? What can I do to have what you have? Because I see you with throngs around you. I see you with many people coming to you with their problems and their issues and their sicknesses and their illnesses. And you seem to just, without any problem at all, just get through it easily. But with me and the pressures that I have and the challenges that I have to overlook everything that I have to overlook and to manage all that I have to manage and the people that are under my direct authority, there's a lot of pressure on me and I'm not handling as well as you. How do I get what you have? And that's the challenge for each and every one of us. How do we get what Jesus Christ already has, which is peace, which is an inner solitude, which is an ease about going through life? He asked that question, and he got the right answer. It was an answer that he had already expected, because as this rich young ruler, he was very well educated, and he knew the law very well. So when Jesus Christ said, well, you know what to do. You don't commit adultery, you don't kill, you don't steal, you don't bear false witness, and you honor your father and mother. If you do these things, you're doing okay. I do all these things since I was a kid. That's the trap. That's his weakness right there. That's why he had this hole that he couldn't quite identify. Because he felt that he was doing all the things that the law prescribed, at least the law that he knew of, he was just fine. And that's the trap that many of us fall into. We're just fine. We haven't killed anybody, so we're just fine. We have a very base level of what we think will propel us into the kingdom. Jesus Christ recognized this hole within him and this sadness that is to be expressed later but is evident now. Because he said, there's one thing that's still missing. That one thing that you can't identify that you know is there. And what you need to do is to sell everything that you have, you distribute it to the poor, and you follow me. This could have been the invitation to another disciple. This could have been another follower of Christ who would have celebrated his life, performed miracles by his name, and been glorified forever. However, his possessions possessed him. So this person remains nameless. And he was rejected and dejected at that time when God gave him that commandment. God doesn't tell everyone that has funds, that has means, that has wealth to give it all away and distribute it. He told this person because that's what this person needed to hear. He didn't want to hear what he heard. He had no idea where that was coming from because he felt that he was going to be justified and Jesus would comfort him at this time and say, no, you're doing okay. You're following all these commandments and you just go ahead and you go along and you have my blessing to do what you do and to be who you are. But Jesus didn't allow him to do that. He doesn't allow us to do that either. So when we go to the right person, and we ask the right question, and we receive the right answer, sometimes we also go down the wrong path. As Orthodox Christians, we are uniquely susceptible to this as well. Well, I lit a candle. I'm okay. I kissed the icon on a Saturday night before I came to church, if I went to church, so I'm okay. And I didn't have a cheeseburger on Wednesday, and I didn't have a steak on Friday, so I'm doing everything Yah taught me, so I'm good. But this is all the base level of our interaction and our relationship with the Lord. We're not okay if we just do these things that are external. We're not fine, we're not saved if we just skim the surface. Jesus Christ recognized the hole in this man that he lacked a full relationship with him. An encounter with him, and the young man was given that opportunity, and he rejected it. So in turn, if we want to be able to receive that full relationship, if we want to be able to give away all of our marbles and not hold 10 back and feel guilty about it and suspicious that everyone else is not giving up all their candy. We are going to live a life in Him. And that is to understand that He is that right answer. And when He gives us an answer that we don't want to hear, we're going to follow it anyway. And how often has that happened within our families, in our business doings, our relationships with our friends, to put their needs before ours, to be selfless rather than selfish? This young, rich ruler had it all. He could have had even more, but he gave everything away. This is our lesson, to be able to celebrate with him, with he who is the distributor of all this young man had, so that all can benefit and be glorified in his kingdom.